Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it is the Wednesday show, and I wasn't here yesterday. Did you miss me? How's everyone? You're in a good mood? Yeah, kind of fun, having a fun day so far, I guess. Well, let's try to make it even more fun. Let's just make it more interesting. Let's just bring more joy into your life, okay? That's what it's all about, right? So let me before I ask you to call in or do what you're going to do, I want to kind of set the show up a little bit, and then we can kind of go from there and what I wanted to talk about, which was feeling good. Not physically, well, it could be physically. You got to feel good physically to feel good emotionally, but just to feel good. Again, as a lot of times happens, the discussion starts with a quote I read from certain material, like the Abraham material, which today it's all about, right? This is a quote from 2002. And if you're familiar with the Abraham, you know, Abraham Hicks, The Secret, all those people. And I thought this is a really appropriate way to start the show, but also to start the discussion. Okay, so quoting Abraham, you have your hand on the switch. You are the allower or the resistor, and your emotions tell you which you are doing right now. It's easy once you understand the formula. When you feel good, you're allowing good. Now, notice that. That's the statement. That's the focus of the show today, is on this whole idea. When you feel good, you're allowing good. When you don't feel good, you're not allowing good. We didn't say when you feel good, you're allowing good. But when you feel bad, you're allowing bad. Though it may translate into your experience in that way. There's only one source of well-being. You are allowing or not. So how do you allow? You got to feel good. Do you want to manifest anything in your life? You got to feel good. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Feeling good, how to feel good, how to feel better, how to get into that positive emotional place where you can allow God, the universe, spirit, whatever you call it, to bring you good. So why would you call in today? Why would you call in? Well, let's work on how to get you to feel good. Maybe I can tell you something that will kind of go, yeah, I would like that. Maybe I wouldn't, but spirit will tell you something. You go, yeah, that feels good. I want that. And then you have to stay with the feel good. You know, I've been doing psychic work on and off for a long time, over 20-something years when I first got my awakening, I guess you would call it, into channeling and channeling my spirit guides, well over 20, back in 1992. So how long ago was that, right? 25 years? Yeah, it's about 25 years ago. And doing kind of psychic work, kind of channeling or giving people information, I always discovered, and I think other people who do this sort of thing would agree, that whatever message you give to somebody, if they accept it and run with it and make it their own, and if it's a prediction of the future, if they buy into it, boom, they can manifest it because they're buying into the future. So as long as they're feeling good about something in their future, then they will manifest it. So it's the idea is feeling good. So you have to identify with something, whether it be a relationship, whether it be money, whether it be a new job. If somebody tells you you're going to get a new job and you go, oh, wow, I really like that. I can buy into that. I can accept that. That's a really, really good thing. I can do that. So what do you think? And so they put the whole energy in motion to create what they want in their lives. So that's the cool thing about doing what I do, is I can set in motion for you to manifest what the universe is saying is out there for you already. But it's up to you then to say it and buy into it and go, yeah, I want that. That sounds good. I want that relationship. You told me I'm going to meet somebody in 3 months. Very cool. I want that. I'm going to buy into it. I'm going to get my vibration into a good place to do that. So this is what the show is about. And I have an article or two on how to feel better. Just little things. How to get yourself into a positive place to feel better about yourself and the world around you so that you can stay in that positive place. Because if you hear something from somebody, whoever it is, and they tell you you're getting a job in 3 months, and you go, nah, yeah, thousands of people have been telling me that. Hundreds of people have been telling me that. Everybody tells me that. It never happens. Well, you put yourself into a negative situation, haven't you? And you create resistance to what you want. Ooh, resistance. I think there was another quote along this line that I was going to try to cover, and then we'll get into the articles. And if anybody wants to call in and see what the universe has to say to them, their spirit guides, my spirit guides, their dead ancestors, whoever you want to tap into to give you a message about what you want in your future, we'll do that. I'm trying to look for the other quote. The other quote is, where is it? Where are you? Today's the 5th, isn't it? I think today's the 5th, isn't it? Yeah, today's the 5th. Okay, this is yesterday's quote from the Abraham Materialist from 2005 in a workshop in North Los Angeles, California, which is Universal City, because I went to a couple seminars there or workshops with Abraham, the same location, so I know, familiar with what they're talking about. We'd like to leave you with this very clear knowing that we hold. You are just a few laughs from letting a whole lot of good stuff in. Now, let me read that again, because this is like what I'm talking about here. Absolutely, positively, you are a few laughs away from letting a whole lot of good stuff in. You are just a few kisses away from letting a whole lot of good stuff in. Nice romance, love, you know, kisses, whatever you want to call it. You are a little bit of relief away from letting a lot of good stuff in. So that goes back to that whole feeling that you have, your emotions. Where are your emotions in manifesting whatever you want in your life? So if I give you something and it feels good to you, then you got to maintain that emotional level. As they said here, you are a few laughs away from letting a lot of good stuff in. A few kisses, I would say a few hugs. Hugs are one of the great feel-good stuff in the world, right? Or it could even be your pet, your dog. Hug your dog. Just, if you got nobody else to hug, hug your dog or your cat. Now, your cat may not be too excited about it, but dog would. So a few hugs, a few kisses, a few laughs away from manifesting. So it's feeling good. So this is what the show is about. I'm going to give you some ways from a couple different articles that if you're not kind of identifying with feeling good and your emotional base is kind of low, but you're asking the universe for something, but you want to get into a good place, and the word is appreciation. Ooh, that's a good word here, is appreciation. It's finding things to appreciate that make you feel good, whatever that is. Now, I got people in the chat room. I see you. You're there hiding from me, right? So what feels good? What do you appreciate that feels good? Maybe it's your grandchildren or your children. Maybe it is your dog. Maybe it's a bowl of spaghetti. Who knows, right? That feels good. Maybe it's your cup of coffee, right? What feels good to you? What gets you into that feel-good emotional place? I'm going to ask you that question. So if you call in, you don't have to ask questions. You can just tell me what feels good. What gets you into a feel-good place? Not necessarily another person, per se, but what can you do that makes you feel good? Is that bowl of coffee? Is it that tea at night? Is it that hug of your dog? Is that being in nature? What makes you feel good? Because the whole idea is you manifest, as I've been, the quotes I've been giving you is, and I really truly believe this, that it's all about based on your emotions. If you're asking the universe for something, and if your emotional place is in a negative place, if you're not feeling good, like Abraham said, you're a few laughs away from manifesting or getting whatever you want, all good in your life. So it's about feeling good. and even healing. It's all about healing that way. So I'm going to give you some quotes. If you want to call in, you've got to answer that question. What helps you feel good? And I'll give you some examples, and you can, if some of these work for you. But that's what this show is about. To get you into that place, that feel-good place, so that you're in alignment, your vibration is higher, your energy level is higher, so that you can manifest, you can create whatever you want in your life. I got a caller, but let me give you a couple of examples, and then I'll take your calls. This is from a website called Live Bold and Bloom. I like that. And Bloom.com. Live Bold and Bloom. And it's 99 ways to feel good about yourself right now. That's a kind of a cool idea, isn't it? Now, some of these you'll go, huh? What? First one was call your mother. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to make you feel good or not. So, or call your father. I'm questioning, you know. Okay, but let's go on to the next one. I like the next one. This can go either way, but if you keep a positive attitude, it feels really good. Look in the mirror. Instead of finding your physical flaws, look at your best features, your eyes, your hair, your smile. Focus on that for a minute and be grateful or appreciate that. Now, I would add to that, because I'm going to add to all of these to somewhat. I would add to that, when you look in the mirror and just say, I love you. You're an amazing person. Just look in the mirror, stare yourself in the eyes and go, I love you. You're an amazing person. You're incredible. I love your eyes. I love your hair. I love your smile. You're talking to yourself. But then you start to feel good about yourself. You got to get your emotional level higher. So that's one way of feeling good. I like this next one. Love. Write a love note. Let someone you care about know how you feel. Spill your guts. Be mushy. Sharing your love makes you feel lovable. Now, if you don't have anybody, write it to your dog. You know, write a love note to your dog. Why you appreciate your dog. What you love about your dog or your cat. Or write a love note to yourself and keep it. Write a love note to you. Why you love yourself. Why? What do I love about myself? I obviously, if you go through the list, you're going to find at least one thing you love about yourself and hopefully a whole bunch more. Okay, I think I had a caller, so I'll take a caller. But try that. Write a love note to someone. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your grandchildren. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it is your mother or your parents. Even if they're deceased, even if they're not in the physical plane, write them a love note. If your mother has passed or your father has passed or his grandmother that you loved your grandmother, write her a note. Just write it out. Why you love your grandmother who's no longer in, but she's going to get the message in the non-physical world. And that's going to make you feel better about it, because this is all about you getting your vibration up a little bit higher and feeling better about yourself. And if you're expressing your love to someone, either in the physical or the non-physical, it's a cool thing, isn't it? Okay, let me get back. Oh, still got a caller. They haven't gone away. Okay, let me take the call and we'll get more into those. Feel good about yourself right now, in the moment. Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Fine.
I know who you are.
Holly from Seattle.
You haven't moved yet, huh?
Yeah, that's my question.
I was expecting you to say Holly from somewhere else. Why haven't you moved yet?
Holly from Forest Falls, California.
Forest Falls. Yeah, I know where that is, actually. Okay, we've talked about that. Okay, so when? We're back to when thing, huh? So,
yeah.
Do you feel good about moving?
Oh, yes.
Do you have pictures of where you want to go?
Yes.
Do you have a vision board of where you want to go?
Well, I already know where it is.
Do you have your financial situation in alignment to do so? Are all the ducks in order?
Yes.
What are you waiting for then? Why haven't you moved?
She just put an offer on the house 2 days ago.
Well, then, why would you be asking when? Because you know it's in the near future.
I want to know, like, when? Like, what month?
Oh, that's cute. When? Like, you already know. Okay, let's say, let's, what, no, what month, okay, I'm going to ask Spirit, what month jumps in the quickest?
Yeah.
July. July. Okay? July. Okay? You got it? Oh, what's the gasp about? I was going to say June, but it feels like it's a little bit more of a delay. Okay? But,
this is yesterday.
Well, okay, wait a minute. That's within 90 days, dear. So what are you worried about?
Yeah.
So get ready. Prepare yourself. Are you packed yet?
No.
Okay. Have you given away or sold things that you need to leave and that you don't want to take with you?
I'm starting to sell things on OfferUp. So, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So you got to keep that process going, don't you?
Yeah.
So have it in your vision board that you're going to be moving around the 1st of July, around July 4th or thereabout.
Oh, that's my brother's anniversary. I think it's going to be 5 years. 6 years. I cannot believe he's been gone 6 years.
No? Write him a love note. Write him a love note.
Yeah.
Can you do that? You'll feel better. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good one. Just know it's coming.
You too.
Okay, take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now. Bye. See, people want... Now, we'll go back to what my original statement was. I told her, I just said, okay, it's going to be July. It feels like Spirit says July that she's going to move. Now, she might be a little disappointed. It's not May. I want it to be sooner. Well, it could be sooner. But you've got to hold on to that energy. You've got to stay positive about that message. You got to believe the message. Yeah, I'm moving in July. Where I'm moving sooner, but she says maybe I'm moving in May, but it doesn't feel like May. Okay, so I'm moving in July. Okay, cool. I got that. I'm preparing for it. I see it. I visualize it. Feeling really good. I'm going to stay positive about it. I'm going to be in the state of allowing for moving. There you go. Done. It's a done deal, right? It's a done deal. So let's get back. Anybody else want to call and let's talk about what you want to talk about in the sense of what, let's go back to what makes you feel good. If you're in the chat room, what makes you feel good? It could be petting your dog. It could be walking nature. What gets you into that positive vibrational place where you're feeling really good? I didn't ask Holly that question, but if she wants to write it in the chat room, cool. What makes you feel good? What gets you out of the funk a little bit? You got a funk? Maybe it's some music. Well, let's go through the article. And if any of these hit a nerve with you and go, yeah, that feels good to me. That's what I do. So let's do that. And then you can comment back to me and go, oh, yeah, that's what I like. I'd like to get some participation here. Really? A little participation. Audience participation, is that what it's called somewhere in that, you know, whatever, right? Okay, let's see. Make you feel good. List your accomplishments. Go on, write them down. Everything you're, from winning the spelling bee to completing a project on time. Now, this might make you think a little bit, start writing, oh, what have I accomplished in my life? And I think most people would realize, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I've accomplished a lot more than I thought I accomplished. So what have you accomplished? Write that down. Or tell me, what have you accomplished? What are you so appreciative or grateful about that you accomplished in your life? Write down anything you feel that you feel proud about. That makes you feel good. And you can always reminisce about those things. That makes me feel good. The next ones are more mundane, but they're still kind of important to get you to feel good. Clear your desk. It clears your brain. It helps you think and opens the creative channels. If you've got your desk is cluttered with all kinds of stuff and you don't even know what's on your desk, it's hard to focus. And you want to feel good. Well, thank you for the compliment. But thank you very much for the compliment. Hopefully there's something else that makes you feel good. I mean, you know, maybe it's pizza. I don't know. You know, maybe it's a gin and tonic. I have no idea. But other things make people feel good. So, okay. Do 5 minutes of exercise. Yes, 5 minutes. It's not intimidating, but it will get the ball rolling. Now, that's a cool thing, because exercise makes you feel good. Moving forward, red wine. Okay. Yes. 5 minutes. And once you get started, sometimes it's hard to stop. Once you go out for a walk, well, I'm just going to take a short walk. And then you get out in nature and you're walking a little bit more and you really, oh, that feels so good. It feels good to be out in nature. I was looking at something on Facebook today. In Japan, they're encouraging people to take time in nature, just bathing themselves in nature, going to parks, laying in the grass in a park. And it's for their mental health. It's to help them feel better. Just spending time with trees is an excellent way. Okay. Feeling better about yourself. Just hang out with trees. That's a cool thing, right? Hang out with trees. That'll make you feel better. Go hug a tree. Lean up against a tree. Appreciate the tree. Meditate or pray. Go within. I like the way they express this. Let your ego drop away. Just be and step out of self-judgment for a few minutes. I would call that just surrendering it, allowing, just being in the state of allowance to God, to the universe, to spirit, whatever you call it, just source. Okay, I'm just surrendering. And the next, just letting go. Just being one with you. You know, I've talked a lot and written a little bit about being a mystic. And the concept of a mystic, the idea to me, and I'm actually reading a book about mystics, and I think it's kind of fascinating, but being in that area of life where you're doing that, to me it's about having one foot in the physical and one foot in the non-physical, and being able to go into the non-physical to get refreshed, to get built up, to feel good. And you do that through meditation. Now, I mean, you could do astral projections and you could do all kinds of stuff. But for me, it's just more about, okay, just relax into it. You know, was it Van Morrison wrote a song about into the mystic, just being there, being with spirit, being with your higher self, just relaxing into it. There's 98 of these, and I'm not going to get to all 98 of them, obviously. I can just go through a few. But the whole idea of this show is what feels good to you, what gets you focusing on a feel-good attitude about life. So let me bump around a little bit. This is a good idea. I'm jumping between. This is on a life hack article on 27 ways to instantly feel better. And so I'm just kind of bouncing back and forth between the two articles, but I like this one. Don't like writing, as they're talking about, write something down, like write about yourself, write things that you love, right? Draw something, draw anything you want, because no one's going to judge your drawing skills. Now, it could be finger painting. You know, they've had business people do finger painting or drawing, or just you know, colors, abstracts, just... That'll make you feel good. Just playing with color will make you feel better. So find it. Silently think of a day or moment when you truly enjoyed, and try to recapture that first feeling. Go back in time. When did you feel really good about yourself? Just felt really good. Everything, all your vibration was just flying. You're like, just in a good place. Was it the day your children were born? Was it your wedding day? No afterthoughts on that one, right? Was it a vacation you went on when you were in nature and you saw something for the very first time and you were just in awe? I had a time when I was in Big Sur. And I had just this energy, just being in Big Sur and walking back into a dry creek bed. It was an amazing experience. It was an amazing experience in nature. So think back on those times. Elevate your vibration by doing that. You know, some of these can sound a little, some of them can sound a little, they can bring up some really emotional stuff, like looking at family photos of your children when they were young or when you were young. But it's okay to cry because that's a releasing emotion. So bringing up emotional things from your past that feel good, that we're not talking about tragedies in your past, we're talking about feel good stuff. And even if you cry, it's okay because you're letting out emotion. Okay, let's go on to a couple more in the other article. Back in the other article, find something to give away. I have a friend, a teacher, spiritual teacher, who is called the Abundance Whisperer. And what she teaches people to do to feel good and to raise their vibrational level is to clean out their closets, to get rid of stuff that's been around there, especially stuff that has emotional connections with them that you don't want to carry around with you anymore. You know, it's that joke about I got the T-shirt and put it in the closet. You know, the ex-marriage. All my exes, I got the T-shirt and put it in my closet. Well, it's time to get rid of those attachments, those things that don't feel good anymore. Well, I gained a bunch of weight, and I got all these skinny clothes in my closet. Well, you know, you can hang on to and beat yourself up over it, right? Or you can just give them away and accept who you are today. Now, someday you might want to get something similar. By the time you, not being critical here now, but maybe by the time you get that weight to where you could have wore those things, they might be out of style anyway. So don't worry about it. Buy new. So, as the article says, if you have something you don't need or use, it might be something else, someone else might need or use it, give it to them. It feels good, like good karma. Yeah, just give it away. Give stuff away that you don't, you know, there's that rule of thumb. If you haven't worn it in a year, if you're not going to use it in a year, or if it's something that's not vital for you to know that you're going to use in the near future, give it away. I'm thinking about stuff in my closet. I'm going, yeah, okay, that probably, I can see some things. But, okay, we'll see if I can take on my own counsel here. Lift someone else's spirits. You can turn around bad feelings about yourself right away when you channel your energy into making someone feel good about themselves. It's crazy how it works. So you get away from your own stuff, get away from your own thing, your own, and you start focusing on somebody else. You know, they talk about comedians and how comedians, they deal with their own demons by making other people laugh. It's helping other people laugh. It's how you deal with it. And some of them never quite heal, but the point is just helping other people, doing things for other people helps you to feel good about yourself and that you're knowing good. You know, we as humans, part of our purpose is to be part of a community, to share in community. We came here in our evolving and from our spiritual homes to be part of a community and to share in the community and give to the community. And we feel really good about giving. You know, it's like that, you know, when there's disasters in the world, people feel really good about helping, you know, giving money or volunteering or, you know, whatever it might be. How come only people volunteered after 9/11 in New York to help? Came from all over the country. Because they felt good about being able to assist. I mean, not asking you to go to fly to disaster areas all over the world, but you can help. You can help other people. You can help them laugh, right? So feel good. Another way of feeling good about yourself. The next one, next few are kind of fun, and we'll get into those. Now, if anybody wants to call in, or if you're in the chat room, also want to know what makes you feel good, because I've given you a whole bunch of stuff here, and you can think about it, to think about. And one of them was make your favorite meal. Just decide, I'm going to make my favorite meal tonight, whatever that might be. I'm going to make my favorite meal, or for my family, or for myself. Or I'm going to take myself to a restaurant that I haven't been to in a long time because I really like the way they prepare certain things. Like I do pizza every once in a while, you know, just to go out for a pizza. not have to cook, just go out for pizza, right? Okay, number 14 on their list is dance in front of a mirror. Now, you don't always have to dance in front of a mirror, but if you can put music on that makes you feel good and get out in the living room and just dance, or in the kitchen, right? Just dance. How can you feel bad about yourself when you're dancing in front of a mirror? I mean, really, just look at yourself. Or if you don't want to be in front of a mirror, just dancing in the living room, having your favorite movie on, music on, have your headphones on, and just dance away. Phone a friend. But phone a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time. Phone a friend who you know has a positive energy. They say phone a friend, but you want to make sure that you phone somebody that you know will lift you up a little bit, make you feel good. Do they have a real good energy about them? They're not depressed. You don't want to call somebody who's, well, problems, boy, if you had all my problems. You know, really, seriously, stay away from those people. I don't think they want you to call those depressing people that want to dump on you all their problems, right? Nope, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I like the next point. Think about this. Talk to yourself like a friend. No friends home, nobody around? Then be your own friend. How would a friend talk to you about your perceived faults? Or the good stuff, right? How would you talk about your good stuff? What would you tell yourself standing in front of that mirror? Oh, yeah, I love about this about that. And I love this about myself. And I love this about you. Looking at the mirror, have that conversation with yourself. Now, they're saying as if you're a supportive friend. But also it's a sign of intelligence to talk to yourself. Did you know that? People who talk to themselves actually are more intelligent. Something about the brain, and I'm not sure exactly the whole process of how it works with the brain, but talking to yourself is cool. You're not crazy. You're not crazy. You know, this is a good one. This next point, think about this. Follow through with a promise. If you've made a commitment, do it today. Don't procrastinate. Okay, let's do some more. I don't know how much time we have left and see who's out there trying to talk to me. If anybody. Okay, it's still Holly. But Holly's got a whole list of stuff now. I'm sure she does. I'm sure each one of you has a list of things that feel good. If you're still in the chat room, please give me something that makes you feel good. Just like you to. Just one thing. Like my friend here, a red wine. Or is it pizza? Or is it, see, food's usually very good. You know, is it cheesecake? Is it pumpkin pie? Is it ravioli? Is it tacos? What makes you feel good? And if you prepare it, now being in the kitchen is fun for me because that feels good to be just in the kitchen preparing food. I like to do that. So that makes me feel good. Doing all the prep work and getting everything ready and figuring out what spices I want to put and what herbs I want to put in my food. To me, that's fun. So that's what makes you feel good, is to escape into the kitchen to do that. So what makes you, what can you do that you escape into that feels really good? Or maybe it's an old movie. You want to put an old movie on from the 40s or the 1940s or the 1950s, or maybe it's more contemporary. Maybe it's a romantic comedy that you love that you haven't seen in a long time and it feels good when you watch it. And you go, there's a whole series of older romantic comedies that I was into. Yeah, believe it or not. Like Sleepless in Seattle, every time I watch it, I feel good. Because it gives hope. It makes you feel like, oh, wow. But don't get all depressed, right? No. So what else makes you feel good? This is about, because the whole idea of this show is about what makes you feel good so that you can be in this positive place, so you can be in this space that the universe can bring you everything you want. Because once you're feeling good, okay? The next point from this article is write a vision. If you want to feel good about yourself every day for the rest of your life, then write out a plan for that. What is your life vision? Start writing it down. Now you can change it. You can modify it every day. I mean, your life vision, oh, today I'm going to do this, right? What is your life vision? Or maybe you want to do a vision board of your life vision, of seeing things that you want in the future, like Holly did with her move. What's your life vision? Okay? What do you got? Anything else that makes you feel good? We're down to one of my favorites. Ooh, I think I mentioned this already. A couple of my favorites here. Hug someone. Hugs are magical feel-good potions that infuse us with joy. If you have time, hug someone for the entire day. Okay, or if you don't have the time for it, if you don't have the person, right, then just do it. Just hug somebody. Go out and hug somebody. You know, there's a whole group of people that go out into cities and they have a free hug sign. And just hugging people. I mean, you may not want to hug strangers, but you can find friends. Hey, look, give me a hug. I want a nice hug, right? Next one I like, too, is smile. Just the act of smiling tells your brain you are happy. Really, try it. Smile at everybody you meet. Just smile. Just smile. Smile at yourself in the mirror. That'll get you going. Just smile at yourself in the mirror, right? I like this one. I think they misspelled this. Turn off the computer and connect. It's hard to feel warm fuzzies about yourself when your only companion is a computer screen. Anybody raise their hand to that one? Anybody agree with me on that one? Just staring at a computer screen with people somewhere, whoever, Facebook or whatever, social media, it doesn't have that same feeling to be in the energy of other people. So go find a living, breathing person and interact with them. They may say something nice to you. Go get a cup of coffee. Go to Starbucks. Go to your favorite place. Just go and get out amongst people, right? Go to department stores or whatever they call it. Go to a store of some kind and just go bug people. Talk to the checkers, right? The cashiers. Go talk to people in certain departments at stores. Go wander through the makeup aisle or whatever aisle that you're in the store. And just start to talk to people. Ask them questions. Make you feel good. You're connected with other humans, and that's the whole idea. We're supposed to be part of a community. We're supposed to. That's kind of overstating it, right? But we're here to be part of a community. Okay, I like some of these other ones. Plan a party. Parties are fun, but you don't have to invite a bunch of people to a party. Just invite a few friends. Plan a party. Or get with a friend who loves to throw parties and help them plan a party, right? Plan a party. Eat healthy. Choose a healthy meal. Okay, I think I've done a lot of these. I'm going to move on to the other article because I think I've skipped through these. Okay, this one I'm going to jump into a little bit. It says, ask for a back rub. It might be somebody that's your partner or your friends. But how about just go for a massage or reflexology or go get your feet massaged. If you don't want a full body massage, go get your feet done. Or go do get a pedicure or a manicure. But have somebody take cater to your body. That'll make you feel better, right? I mean, a full massage would be cool, but it's just even having your feet rubbed or your back rubbed. You know, they have the chair massages where you just sit. They rub your shoulders and your back. Go do that. Amazing stuff. So you want to get into that feel-good place, right? That feel-good place. Now, I think at the very end there was a couple that I wanted to get that I wanted to talk about. I like this one. This is a good place. Create a sacred space. Create a special place in your home for meditation, prayer, journaling, reading, and reflection. Reflecting. Find that place in your house, in your environment. Maybe it's in your garden. Maybe it's in the patio. Maybe it's in a room where there's just this beautiful lighting and the light comes through the windows in the afternoons or early evening. It's just a beautiful sacred space for you. Find your own sacred space. Create what I would call your own special vortex of energy and go there to feel good. And you meditate, you read, you write, you journal, just having your space. Now, if you live with a bunch of people, yeah, then you need to create iron, you know, create a space, shut the door, block everybody else out, and go to your space. And just feel good. Refresh yourself. Escape from everyone else for a few minutes. Okay, what are we doing? Oh, how much time do I have left? I don't know. Okay, I got about a few minutes left. So let me go back to the other article. I'm bouncing back and forth a little bit. How about this one? I like this one. And take this one a little bit further than what they're saying here. Dress up nicely to feel happy. Now, you could dress up in special clothes and just go out. Just, you know, whatever that is, right? But dress up crazy. Do something. Wear something really odd and crazy and go out. Get outside the box a little bit. You feel good. You just, I'm going to put this on. I'm going to wear this hat. I haven't worn this hat in a long time and go out. I haven't worn this. Oh, this doesn't look good together, but I like it. It's kind of fun. What? Dress fun. Get out and dress fun for a while. And they talk about exercising here, okay? Pick up a musical instrument you used to play a lot and start to play. Go play the piano. Go beat on the drums. Drumming is probably, you know, maybe you have a drum that you can play with. And go play a drum for a while. Go beat on a drum, right? That'll make you feel better. That'll let some energy out that you haven't let out in a while. You have the hand drum that you want. Just kind of beat on it for a while. Get into the rhythm of it, right? They say watch funny videos. Really, that's a cool thing. Watch, I mean, there's great funny videos of kids, children, right? Animal funny videos. I mean, I love the ones with the cats and the dogs and all that stuff. And one of my favorite is when the cat will crawl up in the big dog bed and the dog gets really upset with the cat. And the dog's dragging the bed around so he can get the cat out of the bed. And the cat won't leave the dog bed. And the dog ends up sleeping in the little cat bed. I know that's, it sounds silly, but that's just a feel good laugh at those. Find things that feel good that make you laugh, right? Eat chocolate cake or ice cream. Go take yourself out. What's your favorite flavor? Anybody in the chat room have a favorite flavor of ice cream? That, oh, I got to go have that. I just got to have my favorite flavor. I like sorbet, so I like a raspberry sorbet. Anybody else have a raspberry sorbet? I go to this place. It's a yogurt place, and I get the sorbet, but I get the little chocolate stuff in the raspberry sorbet, little chocolate things. Anybody have anything like that that they could go, like 31 flavors or chocolate? See, there you go, chocolate. Chocolate ice cream. Do you put anything on it? How about rereading your favorite book? Or watching, I mentioned before, watch a favorite movie that you haven't seen. I'll give another one. It goes back to the other thing I mentioned before. Go volunteer. Do volunteer work, and help people in need. I mean, you could do that in your local community. Vanilla with cherries. Oh, that sounds good, too. Any sprinkles on your ice cream? Anybody do sprinkles? Okay. I like this next one. I'm going to leave it with this one. It's just kind of a fun thing, and you can kind of go, okay, whipped cream and cherries. Get drunk with your close friends at home, a safe place for you to get drunk and get crazy, let loose and have fun, and drunk, but a little high, a little buzzed, right? Let's just stay with the buzz thing. Just feeling good about yourself, having some fun, making sure that in the next day you go, oh, but it was worth it. When the next day it's like, oh, but it was worth it. I had a lot of fun. Go for it. Let down the inhibitions a little bit. Okay, running out of time. I will be back tomorrow. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I had fun doing this, and I appreciate those in the chat. See, when I mentioned ice cream, everybody lit up like, oh, ice cream, oh, this is what I like. That's really cool. So don't do it. You know, just don't talk about, oh, I like this ice cream. Go out and have some. Whipped cream and cherries. Well, are you going to go do it? Right? Vanilla with cherries. Cherries are really popular. They're actually very good for you, too, but when we get into the health benefits of cherries – they're actually an anti-inflammatory they have anti-inflammatory properties. If you knew that about cherries. Ta-da! Okay, so I had fun. Thank you, guys. Love you guys a lot. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening. Have fun.